Settle yourself down into a nice, calm and comfortable position. Have a shuffle around. And close your eyes down. Because I'd like to suggest that you come with me on a very special journey. One of transcendent exploration. A journey into the deepest realms of your subconscious mind, where all is known, yet not yet known, until you discover your own inner truth. And during this particular experience, you might be pleasantly surprised to discover just how much your inner mind really knows. Because for a long time now, you've struggled. You've struggled between what you knew and what you thought you knew. Not really hearing what your subconscious mind was whispering to you. Only ever aware of some sort of conflict between your outer and inner world during your normal, conscious, everyday life. Because until recently, you were unconscious to the conscious knowledge that we can all be slaves to certain forms of tradition, to environmental factors, both social and political, to false values, and the very deeper part of your mind, it struggled to provide you with the truth, because your conscious mind could not understand or reason why. And this created a conflict between what you thought was right and what you instinctively knew was right or wrong. But that conflict could only exist so long as there was a reaction to that environment, which produces the I, the self. The majority of people are unconscious of this conflict. The conflict between one's self, which is the result of the environment, and the environment itself. Very few of us are even conscious of this continuous battle. We become conscious of that conflict, that disharmony, that struggle between the false creation of the environment, which is the I, and then the environment itself, only through our own personal suffering. So you had to decide whether to seek a shelter, a safety zone, which would no longer make you aware of that conflict, whether you wanted to escape from your present conflict to enter a condition in which there was no conflict, or whether you wanted to remain unaware, unconscious of this conflict in which you existed. In the past, you followed system. You molded yourself after a particular pattern because there was fear. The fear of right and wrong, which had been established according to the tradition of a system. If thought is merely functioning in the groove of a pattern, without understanding the significance of your environment, there must be conscious or unconscious fear, and such thought must inevitably lead to confusion, to illusion, to false action. You had this mold, this environment, of which almost all of us are unconscious. It was part of you. It was the very expression of your desires, your fears, your hopes. While you conformed consciously and thoughtlessly to this system, you were not a complete individual. And now you realize that. You now realize that to understand this environment and to be free of it yourself, not only is it necessary to know all the hidden, stored up influences in the unconscious, but to know who you were as part of this conflict. And as you've already seen, each one of us is the result of, not separate from, our environment. You're also beginning to realize that contradiction is part of that environment. It's not separate from it. We are part of the environment, which is religion, education, culture, social morality, business values, tradition, beliefs, various impositions of churches, governments, the whole process of the past, those which are all superficial conditionings. And there are also the inward, unconscious responses to those superficial conditionings. You now appreciate the value of understanding not only the conscious, but also the unconscious mind. The unconscious mind, it's much more powerful, much more insistent, much more directive and conservative than the conscious mind. Because the conscious mind is merely the educated mind, the part which adjusts itself to the environment. So how is the unconscious to be cleansed of the past? The analysts think that the unconscious can be partially or even completely cleansed through analysis, through investigation, exploration, interpretation, confession, and so on. So at least you become a normal human being, able to adjust yourself to the present environment. And your wonderful subconscious is so rich with innocence and truth, and your own inner truth. You really don't want a mind that is influenced, contaminated by society. A mind that has been molded by others who didn't seek your inner truth. You don't want a mind that has been destroyed, petty, shallow, narrow, limited, or any of these things. You are now seeking your own inner truth, on your own path. You're seeking a healthy mind, one that is rich, not with knowledge, but with innocence. A mind upon which there's never been a scratch of experience. A mind that is free from time. Those gods that you had invented for your own comfort, they accepted torture. They accepted a mind that was being made dull and overwhelmed and confined, shackled. But now that you're seeking your own inner truth, you don't want that. You want to be a total, complete human being whose heart is full and rich and clear and capable of intense feeling, capable of seeing the whole world within a grain of sand. You have to have this extraordinary feeling, this openness, this sensitivity to everything, to the human, to the animal, to the cat that walks across a wall, to the grime and the dirt and the filth of human beings in despair. You have to be sensitive, which is to feel intensely, not in any particular direction, which is not an emotion that comes and goes, but which is to be sensitive with your nerves and eyes and body and ears and voice. You have to be sensitive completely all the time, aware, open to new experience. For without complete sensitivity, you are insensitive. And in that moment, there is no intelligence. True intelligence comes with sensitivity and observation. And listening to and discovering your own inner truth. And although you're listening to my words, your conscious mind may not understand. But the very deepest part of you, that part that seeks your inner truth, is developing a whole new concept of understanding. And as you listen with your ears, your emotions, your body, and your subconscious mind, you begin to, day by day, discover that inner truth for yourself. And as you discover that inner truth for yourself, you can allow these thoughts, ideas, suggestions, and inspirations to flow deeply and safely down into your subconscious mind. And when you're ready, on the count of five, you can open those eyes once again and be wide awake, allowing these suggestions, thoughts, and ideas to process at a subconscious level at a speed that's right for you, to grow stronger hourly and daily and monthly and yearly, perpetually. So let's begin with 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eyes open, wide awake. Welcome back.